This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more legislation that is set to become law.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, for the record.
Senate Bill 28 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources Committee on January 23rd, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on February 5th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives the following day, sent to the executive branch on May 7th, and signed into law on July 2nd. Senate Bill 28 is a wide-ranging transportation measure. Senator Jason Bean of Holcomb is the sponsor. On January 23rd, he told the Missouri Senate Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources panel this measure initially related to cotton trailers.
Also provides that cotton trailers shall not be used in violation of the law regulating the securing of loads, providing it is traveling at speeds less than 65 miles an hour from the field to field or field to market and return, and no portion of such goods or material becomes dislodged or falls from the cotton trailer. So when we talk about how burdensome this is to strap these bales, when we put these bales on a trailer, most of our drivers now are a little bit older. It's quite a task to secure these loads, and these cotton bales are a lot different than the hay bales. They sit a lot flatter and they're a lot heavier, so they will sit and be on the trailer and they don't really move around.
Senate Bill 28 will become law on August 28th, as will House Bill 169, which also relates to cotton trailers and was handled in the upper chamber by Senator Bean this year.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Travis Fitzgerald.
Senate Bill 348 was also pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Progress and Development Committee on February 25th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on March 26th, sent to the governor on May 12th, and signed into law on June 26th. Senate Bill 348 now puts a large number of state designations into place in state statute. This includes Chris Sifford Day, which will be on August 6th starting next year. This comes about as a result of Senate Bill 156, which is one of many designations now included in the new law. Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County sponsored Senate Bill 156 during this year's regular legislative session.
Chris Sifford Day, just a reminder. Chris Sifford was a friend of mine. I knew him from the campaign trail in 2000. In the fall of 2000, tragedy struck our entire state when a plane carrying Governor Carnahan, his son Randy Carnahan, and his chief of staff, Chris Sifford. The plane went down in terrible weather. So Senate Bill 156 would designate Chris Sifford's birthday, August 6th, as Chris Sifford Day. I hope that it encourages Missourians to take the time to reflect on what an impact these three great men had on our state.
Senate Bill 348 will take effect on August 28th. The governor still has until July 14th to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without a signature. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.